You are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Chainsaw Man Manga Reading Club podcast, part of the Weird Science family, a manga podcast family, not a network. I'm here with my fam, Stork. What up, Stork?
What up, Jim?
What up? And we have, you know, continuing, we had a hilarious... I'm telling you, the last chapter was hilarious. This chapter, it has its moments. Mm-hmm. A couple of people in this are really like, I don't know what they're thinking. The guy at the beginning, we'll talk about him in a second, it's just crazy. But then at the end, we have return of some characters that I first hoped didn't return, but also was surprised would return as well. And one that we did like, but in this situation, I don't know. We'll have to see. But you start with Kabini. She's upset. This manager guy, whatever he may be in the whole hierarchy, he seems to only be concerned with the idea that Kabini tripped twice and spilt the Happy Meal on Chainsaw Man. He thinks it's a hidden camera prank thing. And if you end up thinking that it's Ashton Kutcher, I'll say even Alan Funt wouldn't have done this stuff because people have been beheaded. Yes. He's not centering on the idea that everybody's beheaded around him bloody.
Yes, your employees are dead, sir.
Yeah, they're dead. And this is Chainsaw. I mean, it's a hulking chainsaw, man. The idea, I mean, Gwar wouldn't even put the effort into that costume. But he's like, I know I'm pranked. Hey, get that. I figured it out. Like, he's desperately wanting them to come out. Maybe you could say he's in shock. But he's an idiot, and he gets beheaded. Yes. And this will continue throughout in a way of, if you really want to play it out, I say this a lot, so if you get annoyed by it, but when this is animated, you can play it out like the one-day date in Naked Gun. It'd be hilarious. The idea that you're going to go on a date where everybody's going to die. It's so good. So Kabini, though, is like, oh, no, what am I going to do? And so what she does is she starts to gather up the hamburger. And in my mind, I'm thinking, like, but it is Chainsaw Man. Denji's in there somewhere. This wouldn't matter to him, right? I mean, he wouldn't care. And she's just crying and sweating.
Months ago.
I like where she's like, nah, and throws it down. Like, she just doesn't even want to look at Chainsaw Man. He starts eating it. He seems to like it enough. And then we have this whole play of Denji, I want to go on a date with a girl so bad. Now, this is the thing, and I won't even pretend I'm smart. When I went to look at, and I'd go to the wikis and things like that, it seems to really push the idea that this Chainsaw Man that we're seeing now is more Pochita. And then when you see it, and I realize, and the reason why I wanted to bring up and say it, we were going to avoid, but when you see the eye patch on Dead, this is so old school.
Oh, yeah.
And if you remember the whole play of Denji, obviously he would say these things, but also the idea of saying to Pochita at one point, if I die and you're there, please live out my dreams and live out yours. Do what we wanted to do. We weren't able to do it. Do what we want. I think that this is what this Chainsaw Man in a wacky way kind of is doing. He said he never had a hamburger. He wanted to have a hamburger. And then seeing that through that perspective of the one-eyed eye patch Denji, I think that that's all this is. And so in a way, it's kind of like wholesome, but not because it's Chainsaw
Man. Trying to live up to Denji's wishes. I kind of wish the intestine scarf was a tail now.
Yeah, that would have been pretty good.
A little more of a
clue. And if it is that, it makes sense because at this point, we keep wondering, like, well, is this Denji or not? So it might be showing you that, yeah, Denji's not necessarily in there alive anymore. This is full out Pochita, and then we'll see. But that might be the play. And if it isn't, we're wrong. But if it is, it's not a spot. I don't know. I can't remember exactly this particular bit. But it's like, I want to go on a date with a girl so bad. And that's where Chainsaw Man decides, because we're doing this, and the date ends up. Kabini, This manga is great with the page turns. I mean, because you never know what's going to happen. And I like getting right to it. He thinks, oh, I want to go on a date with a girl so bad. You have the look of just Chainsaw Man. Then you see him kind of looking over at Kabini. And now they're just coming out of the burger place. with the intestine wrapped around Kabini, and she's yelling, "Why? Why?" And this is where I want to have that Naked Gun deal, because I thought this was just, okay, we're going to go over and get ice cream. There's the date, but no, this is a day-long affair. Mm-hmm. But everywhere they go, it's just mayhem.
Yeah.
Because they go, I mean, you don't even see, again, that's what the humor is. This, I want to point it out to some of these yuck-yucks that end up writing, say, Spider-Man at the moment or whatever. Some of the times the humor is what you don't see, to then see the shocking part and like, holy crap, because they go get ice cream. You know, Kabini's eating
it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the ice cream truck is completely obliterated. Like, you don't even know why or how or what happened, except for maybe didn't like the ice cream or just did it. Because then Kabini, who's just losing, it's like, it doesn't taste like anything. I'm like, stop, Kabini.
It tastes like fear.
Yeah, it tastes like fear, sweat, and boogers. Yeah, I mean, she is all... I love also in this where they're playing, Kabini is like the crazy meme type. Like, everybody in a manga is going to sweat. And it means, mm-hmm. when she does, like, all the things are all at once, she's doing it because she's completely lost it.
Oh, she's crying. She's sweating. The snot out the nose just drips everywhere.
Has her little barrettes in her hair, though. Still cute as a button. Right? And then where's her car? Her car's pissed off on the side. Like, I'm more popular and I didn't get ice cream. Like, shut up and eat gas or something.
The car's just like, that ice cream truck, I'm better looking than that thing now.
Yeah, it is. So then the next deal, they see a game center. I didn't realize at first, like, I'm like, okay, well, oh, it's like a Dance Dance Revolution type mm-hmm. game. And so with all that, it's like, okay, we're going to go there. But I really wanted Chainsaw Man to do some Dance Dance Revolution type things. But instead, you get this guy, hey, and it's a devil hunter. Hey, yeah. Pretty strong looking devil for the dispatch I accepted. I'm like, you didn't get the full memo. Like, yeah, this guy is, right? I mean,
he's coming in with big C energy and it's undeserved.
is this like, again, the layers that this book seems to have of everybody else died. So this schmuck just got hired and he is not prepared, doesn't know anything. He got his, he goes out and he's like, don't be afraid, miss. It's safe now that I'm here. And she's like, and he gets beheaded. you actually see the guy then from, you know, behind mm-hmm. the deal. I'm like, oh, God, because you see his head first. I'm like, oh, well. And she just can't even say words. And then mm-hmm. she gets ripped up again. And again, you see the beheading. You just end up seeing just his head. He's just laying there dead. And I guess he just kind of got run through.
Yeah, I don't know what happens, but he's
dead.
Yeah,
he's bad. But that's, again, that's kind of the craziness where you don't even see, and he means so little to Chainsaw Man that mm-hmm. he doesn't even bother to enter the panel. This guy's just immediately dead. Swoops up Kabini again, and then takes her to Dance Dance Mushroom and says, Vance! Vance! He's like yelling for her to dance, and she's like, huh? Dance? And she doesn't want to dance. And now, here's where it changes to the point where it's Kabini. She's a shy girl. She mm-hmm. really, like, out in the open, even though she's with you. It actually, to me, now becomes an idea of, like, she's scared of, but she really doesn't want to dance. She's like, I don't know how. So she tries to, oh, I don't have any money. That's it. You have to put money into dance so I can't slice the ATM sliced and coins. The change machine mm-hmm. just starts spitting out coins and things. But I've never danced before. Never. So. And then just looks and goes, all right, I better do this. And then you get one of the most horrifically sad pages that makes me laugh because she is dancing. She doesn't want it. This is the idea of like somebody having a gun to you and like, hey, mm-hmm. do this. And you're like, all right, here I am dancing.
It's still funny, but I do feel more sorry for Kabini in this issue than the last one. The last one, to me, was just hilarious. And this one, I do start to feel really bad for
her. At one point, she's breakdance moves. She actually is pretty good.
Yeah.
And you have the whole play of the game.
Well, she'd spin around and end up with her arm and her head in her arm and on top of a cardboard box.
B-boy gang. It'd be awesome. and so I also want to point out, too, that I mentioned this week in a manga or a Marvel comic. A lot of times when you have music and thing, it doesn't work. You mm-hmm. can't hear it. You just have words, and the words are always nonsense. Anyway, the only time that it works is if it's a song. Like, they usually have a tail end of a verse. Oh, they're singing Led Zeppelin. But in this, we know what goes on in this deal. We don't need to see or hear any sort of mm-hmm. music beats or whatever. you get the game going and she's doing
it. It's
just
a game,
so
yeah. The music doesn't even matter. It's you have to do the moves, really.
And she's pretty... I thought that she was going to be very excited at the end. I mean, she's doing it. She actually is like, step, step, one, two, one, two, eek. And then you see the guy who's just completely dead, but she's by herself. There's mm-hmm. no chainsaw man.
Not
she's
a fan,
still going.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, one, two, three, four, one, two. Like, I really wanted to goof on her because she's stupid. But she's good. But it's because he has gone off and he's just like hanging. But we see Makima. And, you know, mm-hmm. says, it seems we've been noticed. And at that point, I thought she was talking to Chainsaw Man across the alley. Like, she's not yelling, but I thought, oh, we're playing that. But it's not. She has a crew with her. And suddenly you pan out and there they are. There's a bunch of people hanging in a way that you see a lot in this. Like, people just squatting in weird places, hanging, mm-hmm. standing off of ledges and things. And we get these four characters that we haven't gotten yet. So, and that makes sense. You figure, okay, you know, everybody's dead. I mean, who's this? And it seems like, you know, the typical deal of the devil hunters that Makima's been able to control looks very, I mean, I'm telling you, the way this is, and the names are Miri Sugo, Spear Hybrid, Whip Hybrid, and Barum Bridge. These are the, but they don't look anything different. You know what I mean? They're kind of like generic in the way, maybe the suits, but it works. Like, you're like, okay, here's the next bit. But
yeah, I didn't think much of these four until we get to the next ones. And I thought, wait, are these ones we should know? Because I remember the guy from Glasses in that mall when Santa was killing people. Is that guy? But I guess not. And yeah, and this one looks kind of like a female angel because the sleeves are missing, although it looks like she has her arms crossed. If it's a girl, because I thought Angel was a girl at first, too. So it might be a man.
And looking it's tough. I think it's a girl, yeah. But that always goes wrong. But her name, Miri Sugo, I think that's who that is, might be. But even then, I'm like, when you see this, a good setup of that other guy showing up to Chainsaw Man and like, hey, I'm going to take care of you. I'm immediately getting just destroyed without any. So they're like, okay, who are these people? And I don't know. I'm sitting there. I'm like, that girl, could she kind of replace power down the line? I don't think so, but maybe she kind of looks kind of cool. If it's a girl, I keep saying that. The other guys, I'm like, all right, you know, Glasses, you're dead. Like, you're done. But I actually like the guy. It's like, he looks almost like a Denji type on the far right because this guy.
He's a little more laid back looking.
I'm sorry. They're all in their suits. This guy thinks a hoodie goes under a suit. Next
thing
you know,
Friday for him.
He's going to wear a full tuxedo with sneakers. What is he doing? But yeah, I think that they look okay. Then we turn the page and you're like, oh, crap. Like, I know these guys.
Yeah, it starts to look familiar. I didn't know right away, but it's a when you read it in a full page version, you get both pages. And you to me, I immediately see Quan Chi.
Which when I the thing. When I read it and I'm reading it even on my tablet, I'm not reading it in landscape mm-hmm. mode. So this is two pages.
Yeah, I'm reading paperback or trade. So I see the full page and I'm like, oh, that's Quan Chi. So now that woman on the first page, she looks really familiar. Is that one of her girlfriends? But no.
It's Reze. And mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah. And so I went, not, here's the thing. If you do end up in anything like this, something's going to remind you of something. Like you said, Quan Chi, then you're, but I remember Sideburns. Because I swear to God, at one point, I thought that he reminded me of Wolverine with the sideburns. And I remember the deal when they were going out to eat and things like that. Now mm-hmm. it's Katana Man, it seems.
Who was the grandson of the mobster that Denji killed in the beginning, right?
Yeah, that's it. And he would say, you know, he was doing all that. If Grandpa was here, he'd do this. Mm-hmm. So even then, I was even thinking different. It is. You're right. That's where it is. So there, but I didn't recognize Reze
at
first.
Oh, who are these first four? Should I know them? But I guess not. I guess they're new.
And so Reze, and I'm like, oh, and then I realize, I'm like, oh, really? Like, everybody loves Reze. I do
She's
not.
The mom.
Yeah, I do not. And again, having no power and then having Reze even gets me more upset. But then when we go and I have to turn and Quan Chi, I'm like, okay. Like, I like Quan Chi. She looks very sad. She mm-hmm. doesn't have her gals with her. And so that's sad, but also just showing you Makima again, awful, just mm-hmm. awful, because even these people, they're doing the same talk that you ended up having Aki do with Denji. Remember, Denji, I'm gonna touch the poopies of Makoto. Mm-hmm. She's like, and he said, but you'll never do anything like that. She saved my life. She's this. And that's what they're doing. And
they all want to date Makima. So it turns into a competition. Whoever protects her gets to date her. And then she says that, which is like, you're such a piece of crap. Like,
so it lessens
I'll just use
everything.
You because you like me. But she's already using them. She's the user devil, right?
Yeah. And again, like, this was Denji's thing, we thought. Mm-hmm. But that's everybody's thing. She gets around. She might not be, I don't know, I was going to say easy and something. You end up where, in that too, like the whole play of whoever takes down Chainsaw Man gets a date with me. You also get a side deal. Again, going back to what we said, normally, at a point, she would just be able to kind of convince Denji in there to kind of do stuff for her or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that seems like it's now changed fully, especially with this, you know, hulked out deal that might just be Pachita, might be the original, just full out OG deal. And so she needs these guys. But I don't even know that she thinks they could do it. I don't know. And
I don't think she cares who wins, because she said before that if she gets killed by Chainsaw, then that's a great death. And if not, if she can control him, she is the control devil, then that's fine too. So just uses people.
Her other using for Denji was to kind of him being involved with killing power so that he felt bad and she could throw it on him. But, you know, Katana Man, and now I remember that full deal where they were fighting when they were when he changed. So when you have all that,
kicked him in the nuts after they caught him, Aki and Denji bonded over that.
He's not gonna. He's like, but Reze, if he kills Reze, even if he's not in control, and then he comes, like, that would be bad. Quan Chi's Quan Chi. I don't think he would carry the way. Like, she was pretty bad to him. But Reze though is kind of a shame for him. But yeah, we'll see what goes on. It is funny that I completely misconnected, you know, Katana Man by that idea, because I still don't think of him as Katana Man. I think of him as the grandpa's, you know, the grandson. But yeah, once you said that, it is him. He looks like he's, you know, a little healthier in this whatever version.
Everybody
because,
looks
again,
fine, which is weird. And I kind of wish we would have had more of the ones we lost.
You have that. I mean, seriously, if it was okay, I need you to take care of him, and we see it's Angel and Power and Aki.
Beam.
That would have been crazy. Yeah. Like, yeah, you could have had them, and it's not really, you know, it's them being brought back from the dead, and they don't know what they're doing or something like that. Like, that would be insane. Maybe we'll get that, you know?
She just can't control them anymore or something, because they have that connection to Denji that she would be afraid to use them. I don't know. It's interesting.
We'll have to see, but what would you give this chapter?
I thought it was really good. I'm going to give it a 9.6. More fun stuff in the beginning with Kobini, even though I did feel bad for her at times, but just the ending is pretty big, and it's just another solid chapter. I mean, it's really
chugging
along. Yeah,
I'll give it a 9.5. Yeah, it's going. I do give it credit, too, because when you first have where, oh my god, where'd Chainsaw Man go? You end up having me sitting on the roof, and it looks like the intestines are flying back like a scarf.
Mm-hmm.
Those intestines. They're very versatile. They are. But I like that. It's like a very serene deal of a guy with a chainsaw coming out his head in an intestine scarf. Pretty cool. But yeah, I'll go 9.5. It's really good. Yeah. And it is ramping up. We're getting to a point where we are getting towards where they did have a hiatus, so things are going to really start hitting, obviously. And then again, telling people we're not sure what we're going to do. When we hit that hiatus, we may take a hiatus ourselves. Ooh. I said when it came back, I wasn't a huge fan of it. We, mm-hmm. we talked about that each week on our weekly review show, very weekly.
Very weekly.
When it came out, we would talk about it, and it never really stuck with me, though I haven't read it in quite some time. Like, I'm 30 chapters behind now of what's coming out currently, so it probably did pick up because I can't see it, you know, not hitting with me. But again, you run that like weird devil's hand, as we say, where you get so attached to characters and love them so much that when all of them end up going away, you kind of like, okay, maybe this is a jumping off point, but we'll talk about it.
Denji hasn't been my favorite character. I mean, he's up there for sure, but it is tricky. That's what's great about manga is they can kill anybody off, and that's what's bad about manga is they can kill anybody off.
So, and, you know, Denji, just as a, you know, spoiler, that doesn't quit, but he kind of disappears for a while. And then even when he comes back, it wasn't hitting. But again, some people may tell me that they loved him. It gets even better and whatnot. So we'll figure it out. But if we do end up having a little hiatus, we will do something else in the meantime on the same day. So hopefully it'd be something that people would be interested in. I'm just saying, because it will be, I think, May. It's coming up. I mean, it's really quickly approaching. Yeah, if we end up, you know, on schedule and things like that. So it'll be somewhere around May where we'll end up at that ending of this first long giant arc. So yeah, we'll figure that out when the time comes, just putting it out there. But, and if anybody wants to get a hold of us and let us know what they would like, because I'd like to have it something that would be kind of like, okay, if you like Chainsaw Man, you might like this and kind of have a connection with it. So like I said, Blue Lock. That always, you know, soccer, Chainsaw Man. There you go. Football, as they say.
Something
in
blue.
Other parts of the world. Yes. So there we'll have something with man in the deal. That might work. I don't know. But we'll figure that out when we get to. But thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks for joining me, Stork, as always.
Thank
and we'll
you.
Talk to you again next week.
See ya.
You are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.